Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you. And I welcome you to the third hour of our first holiday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and then you'll be all hooked up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. And go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and see all the great videos and stories and photos and stuff I post about animals. And if you haven't seen the first video clips of the cats trashing Christmas trees, the first one is up. Man, can they do a job on Christmas trees. So it can be hard to watch if you've experienced it yourself. But they do a great job of destroying these Christmas trees. And anyway, some great posts up there. So check it out. All righty then. It is time to get back to shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And I got to tell you, now that they have joined our Animal World family, in the wings, of course, and have been are with us would be the powers behind animals 24-7.org, and that would be Merritt and Beth Clifton. And I have to tell you guys, now that they're part of the Animal World family, and I'm getting all the posts, and I see everything that they do, and the research that has to go into this, and I have decided to dub them the WikiLeaks and Snopes for everything animals. And I frankly don't know how they have time to live a life, because I sometimes don't even have time to read the whole report that they put together, let alone research it and write it and illustrate it and do it a gazillion times over for everything that's going on animals. I just don't know how it happens, but I'm so grateful to get connected. So if there's anything going on with animals and you don't know if it's true or not, all you got to do is check out animals24-7.org, and it's up there on all the insides, upside downs, and backwards with everything that's going on. So without further ado, I welcome them back. Good morning to Beth and Merritt Clifton and the powers that be behind animals. 24-7.org. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
And thank you.
That's great to have you with us again. Now, you guys are out on Whidbey Island, correct?
Right.
I heard rumors last night that you guys might blow away, but you're here with us and you got power, it looks like. So how are you faring? Are you getting blown away and drowned like they said it was going to happen? Or because you look pretty dry to me.
No problem at all. You may have heard a Navy jet going overhead just a couple minutes ago. They're flying, whatever's going on.
Uh-huh. Okay. So far it hasn't materialized. Well, apparently there's an atmospheric something coming in.
Atmospheric river
coming in. And I heard the weather gal last night on this said specifically Whidbey Island and north. For the problem. So I was saying, well, okay, hopefully Beth and Merritt will be with us tomorrow. And you are here, and which is great. But, you know, I wonder, how do you guys have a life? I mean, because I'm blown away at the amount of information that you provide on every single subject related to animals, and like all sides, inside out, upside down, and backwards. If you just want to know everything, you guys know. But how do you find... because this must be full time for both of you.
It sure. Is full time for both of us. And we've been doing it for a long time. So there's not too much comes up that we don't already have some file information on.
Yeah. Well, and what I've been amazed, because I've been busting my, you know what, trying to find out everything I can find out about this mysterious dog illness that's supposedly around. Well, it didn't occur to me. The only thing I had to do was go to animals24-7.org or wait for you to send out a post, because my gosh, you like know everything.
Well, we especially try to keep track of zoonotic disease issues. That's one of our specialties. And in this particular case, nobody really knows anything yet. There, according to the State Department of Agriculture, as of Friday, there are actually only 16 cases in Washington that may fall into the category of unidentified, of which 7 are in King County, and 3 are in Pierce County, I believe it is, and 2 over in Spokane. So it's not a common thing, but anxiety about it is a common thing.
Well, yeah, because it's all over the news. And of course, you know, recommendations, people are being told at this point that it's not a good idea to take your dog to dog parks and so forth. And I don't disagree with the recommendations going out. And you don't either, it sounds like, in what you're posting here. But the bottom line is, I said, nobody really knows what's going on. And you say that the expert, nobody even agrees on what it is.
Exactly.
Or if it exists. I mean, there's...
There are reports from all over the country of an unrecognized upper respiratory disease in dogs. The University of Florida at Gainesville is collecting samples from all over the country to to compare the biological material and see if it's all the same thing or different. But right now, there's not even agreement on whether it's caused by a virus or a bacteria. And there's some thought that it may be something that's been around for a long time. It's just making a comeback. It's maybe become antibiotic resistant. It may be a combination of virus and bacteria. It doesn't respond to antibiotics, but there are more and more antibiotic resistant diseases out there. So the mere fact that it doesn't respond to an antibiotic does not automatically mean that it's a virus.
So, right. It just may be, it could involve bacteria, but it's a resistant bacteria. Now, there has been at least one testimonials out there, and I think you mentioned it in what you've said, so you're aware of it. But when I saw it, and I don't remember where this golden retriever is, but it was like a 10-year-old or an older golden retriever that got this upper respiratory, whatever it is, and this dog was dying and nothing was working. They tried the antibiotic chloramphenicol, and the dog healed. So I was thinking after reading that, well, if my dog got it, I'd request chloramphenicol to be the first antibiotic they'd try. But is there only one case that's happened with, or do we even know?
Well, so far as I know, we're talking about something that is so scattered to begin with. And again, we're not even sure that all these dogs have the same thing. It's not following a pattern of the dogs having had contact with other dogs that are sick, except within certain specific kennels. Certain humane societies have had clusters. But other than that, there doesn't seem to be a pattern. Like usually in epidemiology, you can trace case to case to case, and that doesn't seem to be working here. It seems to be completely scattered, and this is why I'm looking at, it's merely speculation, but I'm looking at possibly some relationship to the H5N1 avian influenza, which is now all over the country, all over the world, or possibly a residual effect of COVID, which is also all over the world. And both of these are known to have rare variants, which do affect members of the order Carnivora, which is, it includes our dogs, our cats, it includes the mink and the seals and various other species, which are also having outbreaks of upper respiratory disease in different places, especially in the Americas, but both North America and South America. And it seems to be more or less along the central flyway. But again, this is only speculation. I can't claim to have done anything more on this than stick pins in a map, and other people are doing the same thing. And the pins in the map are not telling us anything conclusive. It has to go to the microbiology. And that work is really just beginning to be done.
Well, it is amazing because you look at the fact that, okay, this weird, whatever this disease is or isn't, and spreading through dogs. And then you look at what has been going on with humans and other animals, and this H5N1 avian flu thing. We've been hearing about that a lot, and it's real prevalent right now. And then we just come off of the whole COVID thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, could there be a relationship? And I know I just had an intuitive hit 2 weeks ago, the last show we were on the air, and when I was just doing a little update on the mysterious dog illness, I just came out of my mouth and said, I wonder if there's some kind of lesson or message for us, or if there's a connection between the COVID pandemic and what's going on with the animals, and are there messages and stuff. I think I might have to ask our psychic, Natasha, on the third Sunday if she sees any connection there. But I'm really glad to know that you're following all of this. And so we really don't need to know anything more except to connect with animals24-7.org, because you're sending out the updates, or folks, you can go to the website and find out, read the latest that Merritt and Beth have put together about this mysterious disease, because they've got all the latest information and who knows what and doesn't, and all of this, and whether there's a connection with the avian flu, with COVID and all of that. And the bottom line is that there just aren't any answers right now, are there?
sorry, I had reached out to our vet, Dr. Kristen Ryder, and I asked her about the chloramphenicol. This is what she wrote. This is one of the drugs which they appear to respond. So, I mean, the vets don't know yet. It's too new. And
yep.
But I think avoiding public places with your dog is probably a good idea for now until they get a good sense of what's going on.
Yeah, now I know I did hear that somebody said, well, chloramphenicol, we don't use it much and it's really dangerous. You got to be really careful, all that sort of stuff. But just so y'all know, when I was involved in veterinary medicine and that 17 years or so that I worked in veterinary medicine, it was before chloramphenicol got labeled as something dangerous we had to be careful with. So it was an antibiotic we used all the time with animals. And it was really effective and worked really well. So I personally don't have any issue with it because, you know, we used it for years before right. They said, oh, don't use it very much anymore. So I wouldn't have any problem having it prescribed for my dog, that sort of thing. But anyway, so we can just, I'm trusting you'll put out updates when you have them and we can go anytime to the website animals24-7.org to find out what we need to, right?
We will wait for something that's solid. We don't want to do any rumor mongering, but we will check out. And when there's something solid, we will report on it.
Yep. Now, the title of this particular mailing that did Mystery Disease Hits Dogs, Cats, Sea Lions, Are Birds the Missing Link? That's the title on this. But any report they put together is usually lengthy and has all the information. So if you want definitively to know what's going on, this is all you need to know. Go to animals 24-7. .org and you can find it there. All righty, we have looking at the clock. We got to take care of advertisers here. But I also was interested in just touching base on, and this is how detailed these guys get. Did y'all think rabies has been eliminated and eradicated in our country? Think again. You guys even cover little stuff like that. So I just wanted to touch base on that. But then get an update on. And boy, I don't know how this fits into the state of the art and what's going on. But, you know, last time we talked a bit about the war in Israel and Gaza and the animals. Well, you just put another update. And, I'm just hoping that this world of technology, we can't hide from, or that the truth can't be hidden anymore. The atrocities of war and not only the human ramifications, but for the animals as well. And perhaps when we have to look at this and we get the reports from Merritt and Beth like this, maybe it'll wake up the planet, you know, and we'll stop trying to kill each other and figure out how to get along. So anyway, let's take care of advertisers and then we'll come back and touch base on those things. But if you can tell, you know, Merritt and Beth, I'm just counting on you guys to solve the problems of the world because you're just so phenomenal.
We report on the problems. We don't work miracles.
All righty, you guys, hold on. We're going to take care of advertisers. We will continue more with animals24-7.org. Merritt and Beth Clifton are my guests. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, Angelic Clarification. To discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
We are here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, great supplements for dogs, cats, and horses. And our dog, cats, and ferrets, excuse me, not horses. But Natasha Venter, you can reach her at angelicclarifications.com. You can hear her weekly podcast at 4 o'clock on YouTube, Natasha Venter AC for that. And, of course, you can call her for private readings or anything else that you need at 360-770-7486. Or be here the third Sunday of this month because she'll be in the studio doing free personal readings for you. And if you do something for wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty, so we're in the middle of a conversation with Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. Before we did advertisers, I mentioned the fact that you sent out a post that, you know, if we thought rabies, was eradicated, I don't want to spend time here because I want to update on the Gaza thing. I just wish we had a lot more time with you. But apparently there's a case of a rabid kitten back in the east somewhere.
In Nebraska. And the strange thing about it, it had raccoon rabies, but it turned up 850 miles away from where the next nearest raccoon rabies case had ever been discovered.
Wow.
How did it get there? That's the thing that everybody's worried about. Was it accidentally transported by a truck, or has raccoon rabies actually got into the mid part of the United States for the first time?
Wow. So see, you want to pay attention to these things, or otherwise, you know, we just don't know. Now, then we've got to update because since we last talked, there was a temporary ceasefire in the, you know, Gaza area, allowed some humanitarian support to get in and get some hostages out. But doesn't sound like a whole lot's being done for the animals. So give us an update.
Well, there was no pet food allowed to be brought in. And that's a problem.
Yeah.
there's also an increasing shortage of hay for the working donkeys, which is basically what transportation is in Gaza at this point.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about that. Wow.
Those are both problems. Now, the dogs and cats are actually probably a lot better off than the donkeys, because there's a lot of buildings been knocked down, which in turn puts a lot of rats and mice at large on the run accessible. And what we've seen after disasters in the past is that usually the dogs and cats do a lot better than the people.
Uh-huh.
Aftermath. But the donkeys, I'm more concerned about the donkeys, and there's not a hell of a lot of information that we've been able to find about the donkeys.
Wow. Yeah. Because if they're not bringing in supplies for the animals, man. But that's the kind of thing I was talking about. I think we can't ignore the truth anymore. We have to see what goes on in these things. I think that's the only thing that's going to maybe touch people and wake up hearts and get us thinking there's got to be a better way. Anyway, obviously you're staying in touch with all the different organizations, and we'll update when there's anything to report, huh? But as of right now, the news, there just isn't any good news, is there, about for the animals?
Not really. We check every day with our sources in that area, both sides of the line, try to find out what we can find out, but communications are really very badly disrupted. And that's true, actually, on both sides. The people on the Israeli side don't know what's going on inside Gaza, where they formerly had communication, because the lines are down.
Yeah.
The communications towers are down. There used to be healthy relationships between some of the Israeli animal rescue organizations and Sulala, which is the only one on the Gaza side. And they're just hopelessly disrupted at the moment.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, so our prayers are definitely needed. Hopefully everyone can at least contribute that way. Now, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I had a flash. I had a recommendation come from Divine Mother, because, you know, I mean, this is all she tells me what to do. At any rate, it just came in last night. And so I haven't had a chance to talk to you two about this. But what came in was, you know, we have to update this stuff. We have to bring this stuff to everyone's attention, because that's what opens our hearts, and that's what's going to help change what's going on this planet. But primarily, most of the reports we're going to be doing are not positive. It's a lot of negative stuff. So I thought Fine Mother would like it if we could just add a little segment at the end of your segment. And that is, would you two be willing to search out every month? We will end with you coming up with the best good news story you can find about animals to share with us.
We're just added to the threatened species list after a 48-year legal battle.
Now, who is that?
Wolverines.
Wolverines. Okay. 48 years of a legal battle, and now they've been added to the endangered species list. So that's a good thing.
Right here. So
fantastic.
A local species.
Yeah. Wonderful. A local species.
They've seen that where they weren't before.
All right. So now that's your assignment for me, is that we need the best good news story of the month just to balance the other stuff that we have to report on. So sound like a plan?
Fair enough.
Sure.
All right. Well, you guys stay safe on Whidbey Island, and I hope you don't blow away, but it sounds like maybe this big storm today isn't as big as they said it was going to be, but we'll see what comes in the next 2 days. So stay dry and warm, and thanks for keeping us informed. Anybody, if you want to check them out, animals24-7.org. Sign up for the newsletter. You'll get all the consistent reports as well. Or if you want to know about animal issues and want the WikiLeaks and Snopes version for everything about animals, it's animals24-7.org.
There's Alrighty. Also a comment section if somebody has a question.
Oh, great. Great. And of course, you can donate to help them. I mean, it's a full-time job for both of them to do this. And the work they're doing is incredible. So thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again in the next new year.
Yeah.
All right. Talk to you in January. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Woohoo. All right. Well, let's shift gears here. And we're going to address the human animals right now. And since I already got Pulled Divine Mother into the program, we'll just stay along those lines because we're going to the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And welcome back, one of my personal favorites. Sita Toko is here. Good morning, Sita.
Good morning, Martha.
Hey, so it sounds like you're awake and ready.
I'm awake and ready. Are you?
So, yeah, because we're doing Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs today. So it's our first holiday edition. So we've been bopping around to all the wonderful Christmas carols done by the Jingle Cats and Dogs. So you'll hear a little bit of them going in and out of the commercials when we do that in a little bit.
I was saying, I dare someone to be cranky when you listen to Jingle Bell Cats and Dogs. You can't be.
No, you can't. They're just too happy. and I love it because it's real dogs and real cats. And Mike Spalla, the guy that created them, he actually recorded all these meows and purrs and woofs from his own cats and dogs. and it's really amazing. So anyway, have you been at service this morning, I assume?
I have been, yes.
All right. So all is well at the temple, and you guys aren't drowned or blown away.
No, was there supposed to be a storm?
Well, yeah, but then there's more coming in tomorrow and the next day. We're talking about an atmospheric river.
Ooh.
Coming in that's supposed to drown us.
Oh, dear. Well,
and wash all the snow away, that just the several feet that have fallen this weekend. And so we've got flooding and stuff coming, but hopefully I'll be okay with that. So aside from the weather, let's talk about what kind of great holiday stuff. What's going on at Ananda and the Blue Lotus Temple and the Yoga Hall? And, boy, we've got the new East-West Bookshop is open. So I think there's probably lots to talk about coming up this month.
There is. There sounds like a cliche. There's something for everybody, but there really is.
There really is.
And that's
cool.
The beautiful thing about Ananda and its offerings is that they're for everyone. At Sunday service today, I was sharing that, you know, our Art and Science of Raja Yoga course, we just got a sign up from somebody on the Arabian Peninsula.
Wow.
Last fall, we had people from Singapore, Malaysia, China, Australia, Sri Lanka, India, South Africa, and Canada. And what that tells you is that these teachings, what is shared is really universal. It's for everyone to pick up however they want to. So that's kind of like the preamble. I don't know what a preamble is, but the wind up to that these things really are for everyone.
Isn't that amazing, though, how it's spreading? And that kind of was the silver lining that came out of the COVID pandemic and stuff for Ananda and the spiritual teachings. Because prior to COVID, if you wanted this fantastic class, the Art and Science of Raja Yoga, and the lead up to Kriya Yoga and some of the more advanced things, you had to come in person here locally.
Not anymore.
And that was the only way to do it. But then COVID happened and all the yucky stuff related to that. Well, the silver lining and the good news was Ananda had to get busy and get technical and learn how to do stuff online. And so that's when all the classes and everything became what we call hybrid now, that they're offered in person, but also online on Zoom or whatever. And that's what's allowed, I think, the word to get out and spread that these classes are available. And then for all of these people around the world to join, that's just amazing. They're coming from all those different places.
It is amazing. And even during service, we announced this course. And by the time service was over, we had a sign up from somewhere in Fremont, California. So, joy wants to share itself and it's expansive. So that's what, Ananda means joy. You know that. So do you want to share the offerings?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you have kids, next week is the children's Christmas party, Sunday, December 10th. It's during Sunday service. So adults can enjoy the service and then the kids will go to a special Christmas party with activities. Parents can join if their child is new and isn't comfortable, but that's next Sunday starting at 10 a.m. And then also something, this is a family service on Sunday, December 17th is the Christmas pageantry service, and so we kind of section off the front side by the little stage for families and children. There's a skit with children who are shepherds and angels and wonderful music, and the service really is geared towards, you know, the whole family. And then afterwards, there's a free, really delightful lunch. And for everyone, the service part is in person and online, and obviously the meal is in person.
In person only. Haven't figured out how to do the meals online yet.
No, and you know how much it costs for both?
How much?
Nothing.
Hey, free. That's right up my alley.
And you know how much the children's Christmas party is? Nothing.
Free. Wow. So children's Christmas party is connected with Sunday service next Sunday, the 10th.
Correct.
And then the following Sunday, the 17th, is the family Christmas pageant service.
Yes.
So that's the one you'd want to, both Sundays you can bring your kids and their stuff for them.
Right.
Sounds correct. Wonderful.
Yeah.
All right, but then we have to discuss my issue. And that I just yesterday in the mail, Sita, got the Ananda Christmas celebrations announcements with dates.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got it yesterday, and I had been wondering if I was going to have to change my attitude this year. And no. I am, it looks like, because... Pardon me?
It says, I don't know, Martha. That's a question for you.
well, see, because I'm going to tell you. My favorite service of the year, Sita,
mm-hmm.
has always been the Candlelight Christmas Eve service. But Christmas Eve is Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I wondered, you know, is Ananda going to do a normal Sunday service? And then they'll do a Christmas Eve service Christmas Eve night. But apparently that's not the case. So there's not going to be an evening candlelight Christmas Eve service. It's just going to be the regular Sunday service.
Well, it won't be the regular Sunday.
Oh, it won't be the regular one. It'll be Christmas Eve, but daytime Sunday service.
But daytime, there'll still be the Holy Family and the wise men and the candles.
Yeah, see, the problem with that, though, is that I haven't figured out how to be two places at once, and I actually am doing a live show on Christmas Eve, so I'll be doing the radio show. So I can't. So, yeah, I guess you're going to have to do the Christmas Eve service for me this year, Sita. Or I'll have to watch it after the radio show. I can watch it online.
Yeah.
I can watch the recorded version, but it won't be quite the same as being there with the candlelight service and all of that. So
no,
I'm going to miss that. But the good news is it'll all change up next year.
That's right. Well, yeah, I'm just looking at the card. And if people want to go online to anandawashington.org so they know what we're talking about, there's a button you can click on, the Holy Season at Ananda, and it'll list at least, I don't know, 15 different offerings, many online, most free. And
okay. Now, before we take care of advertisers, there's going to be on the Christmas Eve is a Sunday, and so there'll be the regular 10 a.m. Christmas Eve service, but there won't be one in the evening. Now, then Christmas Day is the next day. But mm-hmm. there's not going to be a Christmas Day service, correct?
Correct.
There will
be a Christmas Day supper offering at the Ananda community for people who want to celebrate that way.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, then we are going to take a time out here and take care of advertisers for the last time in the show. Then we'll come back. And I know I kind of messed up the detail because I wanted to talk about Christmas Eve because I had to figure out if I was correct. So we'll get back and let Sita go through the chronological, all of the holiday celebrations and so forth. So there's more to find out about because there's lots going on at Ananda this month. And then, of course, the big art and science of Raja Yoga, big class starts in January, I believe. So we'll find out about that too. So everybody stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now,
I'm Sue Rose Minahan, inviting you to tune in to Talk Cosmos Sunday, December 3 at 1 p.m. for this week's panel, Planet Buzz, featuring Tracy Quinlan, Canadian astrologer and acoustic sound therapist, joining Dr. Laura Tad and myself about Chiron moving to heal, transforming core wounds into healing experiences for others. So come journey with us. Talk Cosmos Sunday, December 3, 1 p.m. AKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acoustic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp. That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
Alrighty, I hope you'll be home for Christmas. Hey y'all, it's Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down our first holiday edition of Animal World. And we're going to have to wait another week to hear those jingle cats and dogs again, but oh, it just delights my heart and my soul, and it's so much fun. I hope you'll be with us for the rest of the month. And speaking of the rest of the month, Sita Toko is here, the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga and the Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall in Bothell, East-West Bookshop in Edmonds. And we're talking about holiday happening. So, Sita, why don't you continue with your list of what's going on?
Okay. I want to bring East-West Bookstore and gifts into the picture, because next Saturday evening, December 9th from 5 to 7 p.m. is their annual Spirit of the Season, where they have a special discount for customers. There's will be singing and chanting and a fire ceremony. And you can go to that, Martha. That'll have candlelight.
Ah, so yeah. And I haven't been over to the new East West yet, but it is open and in business now in downtown Edmonds. And I'm assuming it's real popular and doing great so far, right?
It really is. It's a wonderful community, Edmonds. Such a dynamic group of business owners down there.
It's wonderful. And how's the parking there?
You know, every time I've gone, it's been fine, even for like the grand opening.
Right.
Small parking garage there and street parking hasn't been bad at all.
Okay, so there's street parking and garage parking.
Yeah, I think it's really in the summer that parking can become a little wonky, but this time.
Oh, okay.
It hasn't been bad since October that I've been going there.
All right. Well, that's good to know, because that would be my first concern is, can you even get close to the place and park? But it sounds like the answer to that is big yes, mm-hmm. Not an issue. All right. That's fabulous. So can you tell us what days and hours is the East West Bookshop open?
I know they're not open on Monday and Tuesday, so they would be open then, Wednesday through Sunday?
Wednesday through Sunday.
I'm not sure of their hours.
And I knew it too, because I read it just recently.
That's why we have the internet.
Yeah. And so we can check that out. I think they open at 10 or something, 10, 11 maybe.
In the old store in Seattle when I look it up.
Yeah. Well, anyway, check it out, folks. But I think they're closed Monday and Tuesday, but open Wednesday through Sunday. And just really getting geared up. I mean, the store is open now for business. And there'll be more and more going on through East West and, you know, with classes and that sort of thing. So stay tuned, because we'll have lots more to tell you. But once again, when is the event?
It's this upcoming Saturday, December 9th from 5 to 7 p.m. And the store's hours are 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday.
Gotcha. 11 to 6 p.m. 11 through Saturday, Wednesday through Saturday.
Yeah.
And are they open on Sunday?
They are. And I'm going to guess similar hours.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. All right. So what else have we got on our holiday list?
Well, how about I say them as teasers and then people can go to the website for...
Sounds good.
...what we have. And I'll say them in order that they're offered.
Okay.
We have the children's Christmas party next Sunday, then a Christmas kirtan, a Christmas pageantry service, Christmas caroling and party, Christmas meditation retreat, Christmas Eve service, Christmas Eve at the Ananda Community in Linwood, Christmas Day Supper at the Ananda Community in Linwood, New Year's Eve Sunday service, New Year's Eve special program at the Ananda Community. And I think I'll stop there. That brings us to New Year's Eve.
Yeah, that's because I often, around the pandemic stuff, but, you know, prior to that, I often would go to the Blue Lotus Temple on New Year's Eve, because there'd be a little, you know, celebration and ceremony and stuff. And because in New Year's Eve this year will also be on Sunday.
Right.
So sounds like there'll be the New Year's Eve service Sunday morning, but then a Sunday evening, New Year's Eve, that will be at the community?
Right.
Uh-huh.
And it's okay. 7 to 9 p.m., and if people want to come to dinner beforehand, they can. There's a $6 charge for that.
But yeah, $6 dinner.
People arriving at midnight or having to stay up so late.
Yeah. All right. That sounds great. And then to start off the new year, and of course, I think there'll be time to talk about it the first Sunday of January, but it is in January, isn't it, Sita, that the art of Raja Yoga, the art and science of Raja Yoga class starts?
Mm-hmm, it does. It begins January 18th. Oh, you know what I should share? Is on Saturday, December 16th, Morley and I, the course instructors, will be having an in-person and online open house.
Oh, that's important. Yeah.
At 10:30 a.m. It's here at the Yoga Hall or online. And also, that's the last day for the early bird pricing, which we have running right now.
So that's going to be Saturday, December 16th.
Yes.
And at the Blue Lotus Temple.
Mm-hmm.
But also you can do it online if you can't get there.
Right. We'll have the Zoom.
And it's
online.
What hours did you say? 10 a.m.?
10:30 to 11:30 a.m.
10:30 to 11:30. All right. So if you've been thinking about, you know, this class, The Art and Science of Raja Yoga, or you hear us talking about it and you think, what's it all about? This is your opportunity to find out. And you can go and meet Sita and Morley and participate at the Blue Lotus Temple between 10:30 and 11:30 on the 16th. Or you can join online.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the best way to find out all about the class and know whether or not you want to sign up. And again, the class, you can also, you know, be local here and come in person. But you can do the class online. And that's where all these people from literally all over the world are coming from, right?
Yeah, you know what's great for local people too? And I think the reason there's so much class retention these days is because someone has to travel. Someone's not feeling well. Someone's caught in, you know, there's traffic. It's like you can stay home for the weeks you need to.
Yeah, because you don't miss the class. You can just join online.
Exactly. And all the classes are recorded as well because life happens. Sometimes you just can't be there. I mean, it's not like come when you want, but right. Life happens, and so you can watch the recording. And then you have the recordings too.
Yeah, that's really awesome. It's like being able doing the hybrid version, and it's in person and online, has really enhanced the quality of the classes. Your ability to keep up with what's going on and have alternate ways of joining your class. So it isn't just if I get, you know, something happens, I just have to miss it. That's not the case anymore.
Yeah, and a lot of people travel these days or, you know, have families who have things happening. And I don't want to give the impression that it's loosey-goosey and just pop in when you want, but
right.
Things happen.
Well, it's a serious class, and yeah. But, gosh, it just sounds like the cram full of holiday stuff going on at Ananda this month, and then moving into the new year with the great classes coming up. And remember, the East West Bookshop is open and all kinds of stuff going on there. And then how do people get more details on all of the stuff we just talked about?
By going online to our website, AnandaWashington.org, and on the homepage there will be a button to click for all the things I talked about, whether it's the holiday offerings or the Art and Science or Raja Yoga class.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Sita, thank you so much for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. And say hi to everybody you see that I know. And happy holidays. I hope to see you maybe in person sometime throughout the holidays. Appreciate you so much. And we will talk. Well, I don't know if it'll be with you, but we will talk with the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga again in the new year, first Sunday of January.
Sounds good. Thank you, Martha.
All righty. Thanks so much. God bless. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Well, all righty. Another one in the can, as they say. So next week, second Sunday of the month, and as usual, it's Healing Sunday on Animal World. So Dr. Nels Rasmussen, Sister Linda Rasmussen will be here, and we'll take your phone calls. They always take priority, and you can call in for free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. And Natasha the next week, and Christmas Eve live show. So plan to be here, because Helen Thayer is going to be here, and we're bringing Jude back, and I can't wait. So thank you for the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs. dogs. Thank you, Mark Spala, for your creation, and they're wonderful. Nathan, thank you, thank you, thank you. And everybody, try to stay dry and don't blow away if the storm comes through, like they say. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.